chatterbox, the one for you ever lost. Whom do you see? It's little orphan Annie. She and Sandy make a pair. They never seem to have a care. Cute little sheep, this little orphan Annie. Bright eyes, cheeks of rosy glow, there's a store of healthy net candy. My size always on the go, if you want to know, Princess Sandy always wears a sunny smile. Now wouldn't it be worth the while if you could be like little orphan Annie?
Well, here we are, ready to start another big adventure with Orphan Annie in Simmons Corner. But first, let me ask you a question. When you drink your Ovaltine, do you always put in plenty of sugar? You know, Ovaltine comes unsweetened, because in some cases, when people are sick, doctors don't want them to have sugar. And that's why Ovaltine does not have any added sugar in it. So remember, when you're drinking your Ovaltine, you can always make it taste as sweet as you want just by adding the sugar yourself. If you've ever tried Ovaltine for the first time and maybe didn't like it because it wasn't sweet enough, ask your mother now to get you another can at her grocery or drugstore so you can try it again. Then, when you're mixing your cupful, be sure to add at least one teaspoonful of sugar before you drink it. And boy, just wait till you see how good that Ovaltine is. Why, it tastes even better than a chocolate soda. What's more, your mother will be glad to let you have all the Ovaltine you want because it's so good for you. Every single cupful gives you important food elements to help build up strength and energy and pep for you. Another thing, tell your mother she saves money by insisting on getting real Ovaltine and not some oversweetened product with a lot of sugar already in it. Because ordinary sugar is so cheap, you can just as well add your own and get more value for your money. So tell your mother to be sure to get genuine Ovaltine and not to take anything else in its place. And now, let's see what's happening to Annie. After Mr. Flint confessed to the payroll and bank robbery, he escaped with his cronies, Wright and Red Hogan. And right now, the marshal and Mr. Silo and Mr. Caslin and Annie and Joe are searching for them in the fields surrounding Simmons Corners. It's still pouring rain, and the night's mighty dark. Just listen to that thunder.
Just better rain where it's wet now than we ever can be. Who minds getting a little wet?
Nobody, Joe. No, sir. Not if we can put this here Flint behind the bars where he belongs.
You're right, Mr. Silo. As citizens, we're going to do our duty even if we get half drowned.
Good for you. I knew I picked a couple of good deputies when I got you two.
Where are we heading, Marshal, and what's the plan?
I don't know if there is a plan, Caslin. Land sakes, don't know as we need one. It's a cinch Flint and them others can't get out of the county. Not the way the sheriff and the state police have got the roads blocked by this time.
I know, but Mr. Caswell means we ought to have some method of tramping around here in the wet. We may be going till daylight, unless we work on some sort of theory.
What sort of theory? It's so dark out there, don't seem no sort of theory hardly could get us any place. Looks to me as if we just have to stumble around until we come plump onto Flint.
In this dark and rain, Marshal, there's not much chance of that.
Darn it, I know it. Here, Joe, there's a hollow and some bushes over there along that fence. Turn that flashlight of yours in there.
All right, is that the spot?
Yep.
There's nobody there, Marshal. Nobody at all.
I see there ain't. Thought maybe Flint and his men might have taken shelter in a hollow like that.
Marshal, I think we're just wasting our time. Prowling around here in the wet.
Well, it may be wasting your time, Mr. Silo, but it ain't mine. Doggone it, I'm not forgetting the way Flint taunted me that day we found Bill Carwin being kept a prisoner in the old Carson house. He said I wasn't much as a police officer. I just want to show him I am. And if I can get my hands on him, I guess that'll show him. And here is what him all the time that was keeping Bill prisoner.
I don't blame you at all, Marshal, for feeling the way you do. If I were in your shoes, I'd want to get my hands on Flint first, too. But I still think we're not doing much to get him by stumbling around out here in these fields in the dark.
And I agree with Mr. Carroll. We ought to have a plan for this here search.
Just you name me the plan, and I'll jump at it. I'm as much at sea as you folks are right now. And say, These here fields are beginning to look like a sea with all this rain. What's your plan?
Well, I don't know exactly. How about you, Mr. Silo?
Well, I don't know that I had any exact plan in mind. It was you, Elmer, who thought of coming across these fields instead of going into town.
Sure it was, and it was a good idea. Of course, it's a cinch Flint and those others wouldn't have gone into Simmons Corners whether they'd been seen and been reported. They must have cut across the fields since they didn't have time to get in their automobiles.
Yeah, that makes sense, Elmer. But it doesn't make sense, us tumbling around here and looking into hollows with Joe's flashlight.
Right, because it's easy to guess Flint wouldn't take a chance on hiding in any hollow.
All right, then. Suppose you tell me where he is.
Well, I don't think I can.
Listen, Marshal, I've got an idea.
You have any?
Yeah, what?
Well, look, what place around here does Mr. Flint know better than any other place?
Place? He know better?
Yeah, leaving a hideout for a short while until he had time to get away. Where would he be most likely to head for?
I don't know. I hadn't thought of that.
I can tell you, there's one place he'd make for as quick as he could, because he knows it better than anybody else. And that's the place where he kept Phil Corwin prisoner. The old Carson house.
I sworn at it. I'll bet you put your finger right on it.
Makes sense anyhow.
You bet it does. That's just where he'd go until he had time to plan his getaway.
Shucks, Annie, I'll bet he and those others are there right now.
Well, it's something to work on anyhow. I'm glad we brought you kids along with us.
Shucks, we want to be a help, Marshal.
Well, now let's see now. Which way is that old Carson house from here? Strikes me it's straight ahead.
No, it's to the left, Marshal. Over that fence there. We've been going even with the river. We gotta turn and go toward it.
And he's right, Marshal.
Well, say, I reckon these children know these fields about here better than we do.
Yes, I guess we do, because Annie and I haven't played in them for a long time.
All right, here. Now let's get over this fence here. Hold that light steady, Joe.
I will.
Land sakes. I guess I'm not so young as I used to be when it comes to climbing.
We'll make it all right.
There. Can you kids get across?
You bet we can almost jump it.
Come on, Annie. Okay.
Now then, which way?
Straight ahead, right away from the fence. That'll take us to the riverbank and the Carson house. Is that right, Joe?
That's right, Annie. Just a little to the left, though.
Yeah, that's it, Joe. A little to the left.
Well, come on, then.
We should have stopped this rain for a while. It's running right down my eye.
You got to stand it, Haslam.
Oh, I'm all right.
Listen, we must be getting close to the river. I can hear it.
We are close. It's just ahead there.
Land sakes, I haven't heard the river run like that since I was a boy. Just listen to it.
No wonder with all this rain.
And on top of it, that cloudburst the sheriff said they had to the south.
Yep. He said on the phone the river was getting to flood stage. Said it was up 8 feet and rising every minute.
Then there will be a flood. From the sound of it, it's tearing the banks apart.
I remember the last flood we had here back in 1919. There was nothing could stand against it. Nothing that wasn't solid and anchored down to a bedrock.
But this ain't getting us nowhere towards catching Flint. And I've got my duty to do. Annie?
Yeah, Marshal.
That old Carson house. Where is it from here?
It's just ahead there behind those trees. You can't see it very well because it's so dark.
I see it. Yep. That's the Carson house, Marshal.
Well, let's get to it. We've wasted enough time. I want to see this fellow. Let's get the justice he deserves.
We all do, Elmer. Let's go.
Shucks, the place looks awful quiet.
It would, Joe. Grasshoppers, Mr. Flint wouldn't dare show a light tonight.
No, but we would. Let's see a gleam from that flashlight of yours, Joe. Show it right on those steps.
How's that?
Fine. Come on, folks. We're going in here. And if Flint's around, we'll tag him.
Here with you, Marshal.
Throw that light inside there, Joe.
There he is.
I don't see nothing. Let's get further in here.
Right.
Still don't see anything.
Well, they wouldn't be staying out here right in plain sight in the hall. What's this door here?
It goes into a room, Marshal. Into that room where the old moving fireplace is.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? Well, let's have a look.
Wait a minute, Marshal. Wait.
Wait for what?
I thought I heard a noise in here. I thought...
Listen.
Suffering sunfish. Did you hear that?
I sure did.
What was it, Annie?
There was a fireplace moving in there. The sliding fireplace that leads down to the tunnel under the house.
Look out of the way till I get that door open. They're gone. gone just yet.
They've gone down the stairs behind that fireplace, all right.
Well, let's go down after them.
We did. We know how to open the fireplace from the other side, but we never did find out how to move it from this one.
You mean we're going to let them get away?
No. Leaping lizards, I got an idea.
What, honey?
If they've gone down behind that fireplace, they're intending to get away through the tunnel to the riverbank. Maybe if we go straight down to the bank, we can head them off.
Well, that sounds like business to me. Come on. Keep that light showing, Joe.
I will.
Say, it stopped raining anyhow.
Be careful on the steps. They're kind of mean.
Here we are. This way, Marshal. Right down to the river.
I'm coming.
Boy, your boy's listening to that river.
Sure, and out the banks all right.
Don't know as I ever heard it run like that.
See, there's a moon coming out from those clouds up there.
Good. With that moon, we'd be able to see something.
You said it, Marshal. I see something right now. There, on the bank.
It's three men. They beat us out of the tunnel.
On them, split, all right.
Yeah, in there's Red Wolf.
Stop. Stop, please. Right where you are. Stop in the name of the law.
Yes, they're not stopping.
You're running faster than ever.
Come on, men. After them.
Will you, Marshal?
Well, you bet. I'm going to get justice done if I have to chase them from here to the edge of the county. Stop, please. Stop in the name of the law.
They're heading toward the bridge.
I don't care where they're heading. Get
with that moon, we can see anyhow.
Keep them. It's getting brighter.
Stop, please. Stop. I call on you. Stop where you are.
There they are on the end of the bridge.
They're heading for the other side of the river.
And we're heading right after them. Come on. If they can block that bridge, we can.
Wait, Marshal. Wait.
Let go of my arm, Annie. I gotta get those covers.
Stop, Marshal. Wait, Mr. Silo. Don't go out on that bridge.
What's the matter? Please cross the bridge. I guess we can.
No, please stand still. You've got to.
Oh, I tell you, but why?
Look at the bridge. Look at it there in the moonlight. Look at the center of it. Just ahead of fleet of those men.
Great Geehocker. That's a bitch. Coming.
It is. It's all falling apart.
Snakes, that bridge is going to fall.
Your mother's wiping out that rotten cement orange.
Please, come back. The bridge is crumbling.
Oh, stop. Take care. Get away.
Look at that center pier right under us.
It's all crumbling up there.
There it goes. The whole bridge.
Builders, Brent, Hogan, and Wright. I guess you don't have to do any arresting now, Marshal.
Mr. Silo's right. There is justice in the world, and as Mr. Flynn sold, so did he eat. And now, there will be no more robberies or cheating in Simmons Corners. But say, don't think there isn't going to be plenty of fun and adventure for Annie. There is, because right at this minute, although Annie doesn't know it, there's a telegram coming over the wires to the Silo Farm. It's a mighty mysterious telegram, too, and it's going to start Annie on the greatest adventure she's ever had. So don't miss being here when it comes. And say, you don't want to miss drinking your Ovaltine regularly, either. Ask your mother to fix a big, delicious cupful for you to have with your dinner right away. Remember, the boys and girls who are drinking their Ovaltine every day are the very ones who help to keep Annie's adventures going on the radio. And besides doing a big favor for Annie that she'll appreciate more than ever in her big new adventures just ahead, remember, you'll be doing yourself a big favor, too, by drinking your Ovaltine every day. Because every single cupful brings you important, nourishing food elements to help make you husky and healthy and strong and keep you bubbling over with good old Orphan Annie Pep. And so, if you've run all of Ovaltine at your house, be sure and ask your mother to get you another can when she goes to the drug or grocery store tomorrow. And be sure to be here on time next Monday because we're going to start off on a brand new series of adventures with Annie, and you want to be in on all the fun that's coming. Until next Monday, then, goodbye.